USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has disavowed chance of center back that took place at a rally on Wednesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California was also asked about the president's comments and says we do have to remember one thing.
The president didn't join in any chant like that. And if you're going to claim the president having a battle over a socialist issue and the socialist Democrats, that's one that he has taken up even in the State of the Union.
President Trump says a U.S. Navy airship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Speaking from the White House this afternoon, the president added that tensions have been running high between Iran and the United States in the Persian Gulf. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
He still has a long list of accusers in both the U.S. and Britain, but one high-profile sexual misconduct case against actor Kevin Spacey is dead. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
That's Spacey in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing.
But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you?
Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades.
A bill raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is heading to the Senate after passing in the Democratic-controlled House. The bill will face steep opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan is appearing before a House Oversight Committee to discuss the policy of splitting up illegal alien families at the southern border. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas and Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan on the crisis at our southern border.
We have a crisis of national security, overstretched resources, endangerment of American citizens, endangerment of Texas communities, and endangerment of migrants along the journey at the hands of cartels, is it not?
It's also a border security crisis.
The truth is that dangerous cartels, particularly the Gulf cartels, Reynosa faction, the CDN of Los Zetas, and the Sinaloas, are massively profiting by moving people through Mexico to the United States, correct?
Yes, $3 billion plus a year.
The Ebola outbreak in the Congo has led to the declaration of an international health emergency. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The declaration by the World Health Organization comes after Ebola spread to the Congo capital city, Goma. Dr. Robert Stephen is with the WHO.
This is still a regional emergency and by no way a global threat.
More than 1,600 people have died this year in Congo in the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus hopes the government of Congo doesn't overreact.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.